Progress can be measured in many ways. Money earned, happiness achieved, efficiencies gained. To many Asian countries, including China, artificial intelligence represents a giant leap of progress in its potential to spur economic growth. But as Caitlin Babcock reports, recent surveys find that Americans tend to rank last in optimism about AI, fearing it will take their jobs. She explores the divergent attitudes. And in the next installment of our series on the old Route 66, Harry Brunius takes us into central Illinois and the crossroads of U.S. commerce. There, you'll learn why tapping the Buy Now button online means goods can be delivered faster than ever, and how the infrastructure needed to accomplish that is transforming America's heartland. It's Tuesday, June 2nd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. An appeals court ruled against the Pentagon's ban on transgender military personnel. On Monday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit upheld an earlier ruling that barring transgender troops from military service violated the constitutional rights of six plaintiffs. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court allowed the Trump administration to proceed with a policy that excludes people with gender dysphoria from the military. The High Court lifted injunctions on the ban but did not rule on its constitutionality. The court decision arrived the same day Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth faced criticism for opposing the promotions of seven Navy officers, including two women and two black men. The New York Times reported that Mr. Hegseth's removal of the officers from the one-star list is highly unusual. A Pentagon spokesman told the Times that race and gender don't factor into promotion decisions. AI startup Anthropic took a step toward becoming public. The company announced Monday it had filed for an initial public offering, putting it ahead of top competitor OpenAI, which is also expected to file this month. An IPO could spur massive investment and allow a clearer look at the company's financial data amid market concerns of an AI bubble. The Securities and Exchange Commission is reviewing the filing, which has not yet been released publicly. Also, big screen movies are making a box office comeback. The horror movie Obsession accomplished a feat not seen since E.T. the Extraterrestrial in 1982. Over three successive weekends, it has attracted increasingly larger audiences rather than dropping off. Made for $1 million, it's already grossed $106 million. Another low-budget horror movie, Backrooms, just opened to an astonishing $81 million. Observers say audiences are responding to the originality of both movies, each made by directors in their 20s rather than rote franchises. Thanks to hits such as Project Hail Mary, overall box office is up 10% over last year. With Toy Story 5 and The Odyssey still to come, Hollywood could net its largest haul since the pandemic, when many predicted the demise of theater going. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. Artificial intelligence is viewed with less optimism in the U.S. than in other countries. The reason for that could be related to messaging around the rapidly advancing technology. In America, the focus is on potential job loss. Elsewhere, AI is pitched as an economic boon. Caitlin Babcock reports for The Monitor. The Israeli military is escalating its campaign against Hezbollah in Lebanon, which has displaced hundreds of thousands of Lebanese. The ongoing conflict could also complicate U.S. negotiations aimed at ending the war with Iran and opening up the Strait of Hormuz. Scott Peterson reports from London for The Monitor. When Americans tap the Buy Now button online, a complex logistical operation begins that can deliver goods faster than ever. In central Illinois, sprawling infrastructure makes that possible and transforms the land and lives of people who live there. Harry Brunius reports from Elwood and Manhattan, Illinois, for The Monitor. Skyrocketing energy costs have the United Kingdom looking for solutions, and many say there's an obvious one: more drilling for oil and gas in the North Sea. But does the data support that? And even if it did, does the public really want to drill, baby, drill? Contributor Katie Marie Davies reports from Manchester, England, for The Monitor. Loss does not have to define a life. The widows of Krusha e Made in western Kosovo are a group bound by grief, survival, and the hard work of rebuilding families that were shattered nearly three decades ago. Contributor Isabel de Pomero reports from Krusha e Made, Kosovo, for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how the Iran war sparks partnership in Asia. More than any other region, Asia has felt the knock-on effects of the Iran war in energy supplies. Before the conflict began in February, some 80% of the oil shipped through the Strait of Hormuz went to Asian buyers. In recent weeks, as those supplies have dwindled, the region has endured blackouts, fuel rationing, and dozens of protests, from South Korea to the Philippines to India. The expectation was that each country would turn inward to protect petroleum supplies. Not so. With a population of more than half of humanity, Asia has shown a great deal of humanity in tackling the crisis together. Now that they are hostage to events thousands of miles away, reported The Economist, the squabbles that frequently break out between Asian neighbors no longer look quite such a threat. Trust, unlike oil, has not been in short supply. To be sure, each nation has acted quickly to reduce energy demand and seek alternative oil supplies from Russia, the United States, and Africa. In India, office employees were asked to work from home. In the Philippines, air conditioning was limited in public buildings. In Vietnam, many drivers of three-wheeled vehicles, also known as rickshaws, bought electric versions. On a regional level, however, South Korea, a major source of refined oil products, agreed with a few countries not to limit such exports. Japan offered $10 billion to help Southeast Asia enhance its energy security. Energy ministers from that corner of Asia also agreed to speed up plans to integrate their electric grids and share energy from renewable sources, such as solar and hydropower. The Asian Development Bank plans to spend $50 billion for a pan-Asian power grid by 2035. On May 30th, seven countries in Asia agreed to secure subsea energy transmission infrastructure, such as electricity and petroleum lines. In one example of heightened confidence between nations, Singapore, a key hub of energy trading, agreed not to restrict the flow of refined fuel to New Zealand in exchange for secure food supplies from that agriculture-rich nation. The pact is legally binding. It takes a long-standing trust, and it turns it into really practical action, a commitment to keep essential trade flowing in a crisis, said New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. The pact sets a new standard for shared resilience. Singaporean Prime Minister Lawrence Wong welcomes other countries to join. It will start to expand a network of trusted partners who can provide similar assurances to one another, he said. The rest of Asia might be tempted. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how in the Bible we find inspiration to lift us out of any trouble, including issues of fairness. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.